Tonight's topic has been a question that has been asked by many the past few days, how to properly get rid of the chametz this coming year. There's not going to be a communal fire this year, as we all know. We've prohibited all social gatherings. So what should the approach be in terms of properly getting rid of our chametz this coming Pesach, next week? So it begins in a Mishnah, in Psachim Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Mishnah records a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, how one should get rid of their chametz in general. So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein bir chametz ela sreifa." The only way to get rid of chametz is through burning. You have to dafka use sreifa, a fire. And the Chachamim omrim, "Af mifarer vizora leruach." You could crumble up the bread, throw it into the wind, or metal layam, throw it into the water. So while Rabbi Yehuda says dafka by burning, Chachamim say any way you get rid of it is completely fine. So what's the machlokas, whether dafka sreifa works or any other means? So the Gemara explains later on in Pesachim Daf Chav Zayin that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from Nosar. What's Nosar? Nosar is when you have a carbon that's left over and you can no longer eat it, so then you have to burn it. So just like Nosar must be burnt with sreifa, so too bir chametz must be through sreifa as well. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, only through burning. However, the Chachamim say the Pasuk doesn't say anything about burning. The Pasuk by Chametz simply says, Tashbisu Seor Mibateichem, get rid of the Seor, the Chametz in your house, Bechal Davar She'ata Yachal Lashbisu, any way possible, get rid of it. And for that reason, Chachamim say, you could throw it in the wind, you could throw it in the water, you could burn it if you want, you could do anything you want. How do we pass? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning of Hilchas Pesach, Simin Taf Mem He, the Mechaber says, Ketzad biru chametz. How does one get rid of chametz? Sorfo, you could burn it. Poro levizor leruach, you could crumble it, throw in the wind. Ozor kalyam, throw it in the water. Anything is fine, says the mechaber. If haya chametz kasha, if it's not able to, if it's very hard bread that you like, let's say noodles that haven't been cooked yet, that raw, and the yam isn't able to ruin it, so then you have to crumble up the noodles, throw it in the water. But it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, you could get rid of the chametz any way possible. But the Ramah, who we paskin like, the Ashkenazim, says, Haminag lisorfo, the practice is to burn the chametz dafka. Vitov lisorfo bayom, you should dafka burn during the daytime as opposed to the night before after bedika. We don't do it then, we do it during the daytime. Dumya dinosar shehaya nisraf bayom, just like when you burn nosar is bayom, so too the burning of the chametz should be bayom. So the preferred practice, according to Ramah, is to burn it, to burn the chametz. Why? So even though many Rishonim say, like the Chachamim, halacha yachad v'rabim, halacha kerabim, we always pass like the Chachamim, there are those Rishonim who are makpid like Rabbi Yehuda, dafka through burning, you should burn it only. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes. He says, many poskim say, machmirim, that you have to burn the chametz. So that's why the Ramah recommends it. Burning would be very preferred. Now, he also points out when burning, he says, many have the practice to throw their hashanas in the fire. So I already got this question. Someone was concerned with, there's no burning this year. How do you get rid of your hashanas and your lulav? What are you supposed to do with it? The answer is, they don't have to burn those shanas in the fire with bir chametz. It's a nice thing. It's the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah says, the concept is, since you use lulav for one mitzvah of shaking lulav, you should do it for another mitzvah of bir chametz. But you don't have to. You could just as well put it in a bag and throw it in the garbage. So this year, where there's not going to be any burning, just take your leftover lulav and you want to get rid of it, put it in a bag and dispose of it in the garbage. There's not a problem with that at all. This is not real shamos. Fine. Either way, the Ramah and Mishnah Berurah say that one should burn it. Now, one point about burning, by the way, is as follows. That people oftentimes just see at like the big communal burning, to throw the noodles into the big fire. Noodles don't burn very well. And you have to wait until it's burned to a point where they turn into ashes or coals. So when burning something, keep that in mind. It has to get burnt, not to just throw it in. And also what they point out in the post can be put some of the oil over the kerosene to make it burn further. That actually might ruin the chametz before it gets burnt. You want the chametz to get burnt by fire, not be ruined by the oil. So you also have to be careful not to pour the kerosene over it. Let it burn with the fire itself naturally. But that's all when it comes to burning. What's going to be this year, however? We already pointed out there's not going to be any burning of the chametz communally. And we also said that people have suggested, so I want to stop here for a second. I meant to say that tonight's Dvar Torah, Dvar Halacha, is Le'ilu Nishmas, one of my Talmidim, Yaakov Bluestein's grandfather, was Nifter today. So we're learning Le'ilu Nishmas, Avram ben Yosef, the Neshama Shavaliyah. Okay, back to the point. So now, in terms of the fire, so we're not having a communal fire. That's clear. Now, what about burning in your backyard or your grill? A grill is a very safe place to light the fire. So the Rabbanim discussed this, but the concern was that if I've got a grill, so I could have it in a very safe way, burn my chametz. But my neighbor, who might not have a grill, he might decide to burn the fire by himself, who knows where, and it's not going to be contained, and we're concerned of a danger. So even though, you know, you and I might be very capable of burning the fire properly, if it means that my neighbor is going to, you know, do something reckless, even though he doesn't intend on doing it, the whole tzibur should not burn it personally. And for that reason, you're going to see an email either this week or next week signed by all the Rabbanim. There should not be any personal burning of the chametz. We'll explain how one will do this, but no one should burn it even by themselves because we want to protect the entire tzibur. Just like, you know, minyanim, yes, you could certainly have a minyan where people are going to follow the rules in 6 feet of distance, but there's going to be a few guys, and there have been minyanim, where people are not going to respect the boundaries, and because of it, it's a slippery slope, we're going to ban all burning in people's personal backyards. You'll see that email either this week or next week. Sorry, that's the story. Now, another suggestion that was thrown out, Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggested this in Eretz Yisrael, appoint a shliach. Have one guy light for everyone, everyone give him his chametz. That's not very practical in a large community like the five towns for Rockaway to have one guy burn, you know, thousands of families' chametz. So unfortunately, that's not so practical. And therefore, what is the other option? The other option is very simple. The Rama only said it's a minog to burn. We don't really pass like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim that you could get rid of it in any way possible. In the water, throwing it in the wind, however you want. This is just a minug. But nowadays, that minug is not going to be relevant. It's no longer nogea in this current situation. And for that reason, we could fall back on the Chachamim and get rid of it any other way, which would be either to crumble it up and throw it in the wind or to throw it in the water. So let's discuss throwing in the water just for a moment, because that's going to be the most likely scenario what we're going to be prescribing to everyone. So when it comes to throwing it in the air, the halacha is you have to crumble up the bread. We don't want someone getting it and the real kazayas of chametz. So first crumble it and throw it in the air. But when you throw it into the water itself is going to ruin the bread and you don't need to crumble it up first. Just throw it into the water, that's fine. But the chachamim say it's not so clear. Many Rishonim are very machmir, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this down, that they are machmir, that even by bread, you should crumble it up and throw it into the water. And for that reason, he says, Al kein hiskimu achronim lahachmir, if you're going to throw the bread in water, v'lasos peirur, make it into crumbs, and then throw it in the water, that's another option. But where the best option is, and the easiest option, and the option that we're going to all be suggesting to you, is if you're going to throw it in the Beis HaKiseh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Im mashlichu lebeis HaKiseh, harehu kimivoar min ha'olam legamrei, that's viewed as completely wiped out entirely, and there is no need to crumble it up at all, because once it hits that toilet, no one's going to be touching it. You flush it, and you fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz. Don't feel bad. This is the year lichatchila. This is the shitas chachamim. Yes, it's a strange thing doing a mitzvah in a bathroom, but you're getting rid of chametz, so we're trying to get rid of it, make it disgusting, not to feel bad. Rav Shechter came out with a tshuva the past couple of days describing this as well, and he wrote just something interesting. He said, you should first crumble it up before throwing it in the toilet. And I stopped for a second. I said, but the Mishnah Berurah says you don't need to crumble it up. But then it says, so you don't clog up the toilet. So that's just an Eitz HaTovah, not to have to clog up your toilet. First crumble up the bread, and then throw it in the toilet, flush it down, and then you fulfilled your mitzvah of bir chametz. I see there's a question. Yes.
Yeah,